You are now tuned in to Heat Check with Ty Slatter and Antonio Turner, right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network, and check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.
Look up the numbers.
He made it.
Look at the numbers.
He's over 18. He averaged 20.1, 7.6 assists, 6.7 rebounds. So basically, 8 assists, 7 rebounds. Played 75 games out of 82.
And you the number one option.
Number
two.
Let's pull it. Let's pull this up.
Yeah, he's the number two option after 22.
Pull up Jaylen Brown.
Bro, you're the number two. Let's what is your overall stat?
He had to be number one on the finals.
6.1 3.5 6 rebounds and 3 assists. I said better playmaker. 3.5. I said LaMelo's better playmaker. He's a better rebounder too. Yeah, better rebounder. No, let me go back. So 8 assists and 7 rebounds. So Melo's literally better in all categories except points. That's because he's diamond. Basically, it balances out because he's diamond more.
Yeah.
So he's scoring less. Yeah. He's scoring off somebody else.
As much as you are the man, you got three scorers on that team.
Yeah.
Miles Bridges.
At the time.
Terry Rozier.
When he wanted to be, Scary Terry, the original Scary Terry.
And you got scores on your team. I don't want to look at this. 15-9.
So shut up. Anyway,
54-6-3
In 50 games.
He played 50 games.
So
49.
So you tell me 16 points a game almost?
Yes, 59.
And you're sharing the ball.
5 rebounds and 4 assists.
What's your average? Wow.
The ground?
What's supposed to be?
25 win.
So 2 points away. He averaged 23.
He's supposed to average 25 plus what?
What's Tatum's stats?
No, Tatum's supposed to be number one option. Tatum averaged 25.
If you're saying that he's supposed to be a number one option, you should be pulling up number one option numbers.
You're not.
26, 9, 27, 8 rebounds, and 4.4 assists. You got to get that up.
But anyway, I'm looking at the complete package. LaMelo's one of the best He's one of the best shot creators in the game, and he ain't been leading no more than 2 years.
Facts.
It took Jaylen Brown 4 years to be where he's at right now. Let's make that clear. It took him four to five years to get to this area.
I agree with that.
LaMelo came in as rookie.
Boom.
With the Tatum on it.
Mic drop.
Huh? With Tatum on it.
Nope. Not currently.
Because Jaylen Brown knows.
The question is, can Jaylen Brown go to almost any team and it definitely become a number one option? Because he can't go to Atlanta and do that.
Well, not Atlanta currently. No.
You can't go to Philly.
When we said majority teams, like he said lower tier. I agree with that. So teams that are like six and below. What I'm saying, like on the East and West, like
I think if it's six if you and take below, and below. James starting off the team, and below. Put James Brown on the team, he will average 25.
Where? Who? Wait, what?
You put Jaylen Brown, take off James Harden, he would have 25. Which one would be?
What?
I think you can debate that. This is why I say no. Jaylen Brown and Zach LaVine are very similar.
DeRozan just came in and made LaVine as number one
and pulled him to two immediately.
Well,
and DeRozan's on the back end of his career.
Well, you know how I feel about Zach LaVine. So if he's saying that Jaylen Brown and Zach LaVine are the same player, in that case, he wins that debate. Because you know how I feel about Zach LaVine.
I'll put Jalen Brown closer to DeRozan than Zach LaVine.
DeRozan.
I said compare.
What is that's not a good comparison.
Compared to Zach LaVine.
That's not a good comparison.
I don't care about none of that. DeRozan has led teams to the playoffs. Forget all that. Brown has been a part of a team going to the playoffs. All right. That's what we want to say about DeRozan. Toronto before they got Kawhi, when they went on to win the next championship. No one
ran. He don't mess with DeRozan.
Only reason why they didn't win the championship that year, they had to go to Brown.
He called him DeRozan.
But that they had to play.
He disrespected.
They had to go play Golden State. But Brown was there.
He showed up and froze things up in Chicago.
And then he goes to San Antonio the next year and they go to the playoffs. So
I'm not saying
DeRozan has proven I can travel. And now he goes to Chicago and leads them to the playoffs.
I agree.
Now.
So I can't say Brown is him you're not the number one option. You got to prove to me.
DeRozan, but they kept the team together. So, I mean.
DeRozan already proved in Toronto. To your credit. DeRozan already proved in Toronto that he is fully capable of taking you to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. That has never been my issue. Mm-hmm. So what he did in Chicago, once everybody got hurt, Zach got banged up. Zoe was down. Caruso was down. Everybody was out. DeRozan did what he always does. Drug his team to the postseason. They didn't get far, but it's not his fault. They flamed out. Now he froze up, but to his credit, he did his regular season job. That's what he's always done. He drug the Spurs and they didn't have no, but they had young up and coming talent. They were still developing, but he was the vet. He carried them. I will give you that. My issue with DeMar is the same issue I have with James Harden. That's a better comparison. Postseason. It's a better comparison. Because they're regular season juggernauts, and then postseason they shrink. I don't know. It's just one of the things. Like you said, maybe DeMar's not motivated in postseason. Maybe that's the case. I don't know.
Jalen Brown didn't shrink in the playoffs.
I was talking about, I said James Harden.
Oh, okay.
I said the comparison was James Harden and DeMar because regular season numbers are astronomical, historical.
Let me just say,
postseason, the problem.
I get what you're saying because Brown and Tatum built the Celtics. But the engine that drives the engine, that's why I say he's not number one,
is Jason Tatum.
Because the only reason why you have a lot of freedom is because Tatum lets you have a lot of freedom.
That's facts.
If Tatum wants
it. One could say the same about Curry and Clay. CJ and Dame, it's a duo effort.
CJ just
Bigger
version.
Yeah, and then one could also say that
it took how long for them
until CP's hamstring Harden.
They broke up. It took them to go 8 years.
They should have been.
Everybody
and they going on year five.
Everybody's
around.
There's a difference
together.
They went to the finals.
They was 2 games away from winning. Difference.
And they went there his rookie season, and they lost in game 7 against the Bronze, Cavaliers. Yeah. So they were there out the gate.
And not just that.
But they big
out of the last 6 years, or let's say 2018, 2020. Out of 5 years.
They've been five times. So out of six or seven years,
they've been in the mix.
So
that's the difference. Dame only did it once or twice
because the year they lost to the Warriors. What year was that? They lost to the Warriors in the Western Conference, got swept. It was Curry versus Curry. It was Steph versus Steph.
It was after Dame knocked out.
Yeah.
It was after Dame knocked out.
But they went seven. They went 7 games in against Denver, and then 7 games against the.
I'm talking about the year
where Dame shot that shot over Paul George. Then they went against Denver. It took them 7 games.
And then they had to go play.
Then they had to go against the Warriors.
And got swept.
And went 0-4. Because he ran out of gas.
And CJ didn't have no bet.
Correct the year when y'all get a chance. I don't remember. Either way.
It was the year that KD.
Was that 18?
That was 18.
18? I thought it was 18, too.
That was 18.
So.
Sure because 18. After that, Paul George went to the Clippers. And then they got. Yeah. That was the wise
thing. And I just back to the Jalen Brown thing. As cold as Jalen Brown is, you have to be. When you talk about number one option, you definitely arguably the best talent on the team. You're the number one option. You got to go to that team and be the best player on that team to be number one option in the league.
Right.
That's why I'm saying Brad Beal talent-wise, it's him and Brown. It may not be as high, but it's still Beal.
It's still a gap.
And let's put it like this. Yeah, because if Boy averages
30. Yeah, it's a gap, but Beal.
He averages 30, bro.
Beal's durability is what makes it not as big of a gap.
Forget the durability. Beal takes
the Wizards to playoffs every year.
Shoot.
Well,
I think that. Let me say this, because if we gonna just as much as I want to ride Tatum, Brown, Tatum will lead the Celtics to the playoffs every year. So as much as Brown is important, they will still be there.
Okay. I don't know about that.
Because the year he got hurt, they went to the playoffs.
The year who got hurt?
Brown, the bubble. He was hurt. He let them there.
And they lost to Miami. It was a dog fight, but they lost to Miami.
So, yeah.
It was,
so
they went like six games.
And whenever Brown's out the lineup, Tatum steps up to lead.
That's true.
But to Brown's defense, when Tatum's out the lineup,
he steps up.
It ain't perfect. I don't want to see.
Do we break the duo up?
No.
Have they hit their ceiling?
No.
Should they break the duo up soon?
No.
What you mean, no?
5 years.
Five more years it is? They've been together. This going into the fifth now.
Check this out.
So 10 years and no.
How old is Tatum?
24.
How old is Brown?
I think.
24, 25.
They all got another level to go to.
But if they don't win a title, if they don't win a title in the next 2 years.
How old is Tatum?
Five. In the next 5 years,
bro, think about
going to the 30 to break them up.
Yeah, well, or at least close to it. Why not? They're kind
because you're the Boston Celtics and you're tied with the Lakers for the most championships. We ain't got time for this.
Yes, you do.
No, we don't.
The East outside of Giannis, the East is really looking at the Bucks. Much as I don't want to mention, but the East is looking at the Bucks.
I'll give you that.
The way
Butler is 30 plus.
I know. I hate
so the Heat got 2 years.
The Heat and Sixers got 2 to 3 years left.
Yeah, bitch.
So you're looking at them. You're looking at the Sixers with 2 to 3 years with Joel's prime.
How old did we say Tatum was? He's 24.
24?
Jalen Brown's right there.
So you're talking about
he'll be 25.
3 years from now, Tatum's going to be the best version of Tatum.
Okay.
So I feel like this.
Why would
they can't go to the finals and lose again?
Now, they go to not even that. They can't go in the playoffs and get smacked in the second round again.
That too.
If they get smacked this coming year,
who's that?
They can't. In the next 2 years, they cannot get smacked and kicked, and they will probably look at breaking up. They can't get smacked. You go and compete, they'll keep you together.
I agree.
Go out there.
What he's saying is the bar has been set this season. Because they silenced all the critics. Because all year, they said Brown and Tatum will never work. They compared them to Dame and CJ and said, look at how long they went and how far they hit and missed. And everybody said, no. They wanted the Celtics to avoid. They didn't want the Celtics to do what he suggested. They wanted the Celtics to break it up sooner and say, look, you guys have already hit your ceiling. Just break it up now so you don't end up another day to see that situation. You pay them all this money, and then the team around them is just role players because you can't afford to get nobody. So if you say 5 more years based on age, it puts him at 29. 30. He's in his
prime. Really, I'm looking at. I say 5 because I believe they have a chance.
But they have to go to the Eastern Conference Finals every year.
For close, they're not going to go every year. They're going
to
be close.
Well, for him to want to break it up,
they'll be close every year.
But here's the problem: if they
start pushing, they still would be the finals.
No, I'm not talking about they're still in as a team. Yeah. They have another level of skill set.
I understand that, also, but team owners don't like to wait.
Boston has proven they would.
Danny ain't there no more. He's there. He's in Utah.
Yeah, they have food. They would wait, though. They'll sit and wait.
Okay.
I mean, think about it. They
I will say this, though. Brad Stevens don't like Marcus Smart, so he's not going to be there much longer. They don't even long.
Brady like them or not at the point. They just
– Well, that's why they would break it up first.
Think about the big three.
That'd be
how long they rode at the big three? Since 08 to about 12.
Ooh.
And the only reason why they broke them up was because of the ceiling of the team.
Yep.
They were done.
They were old when they got them.
If they rode them out for 4 years and they was old, why not ride a team of young guys that haven't hit their ceiling?
They rode them out for 5 years already.
You ain't been riding them. You've been playing for fun.
At least the last two.
You've been playing for fun.
At least the last two.
Think about it. They've really been playing for fun. You done took two college kids and let them play and get to where they at right now. Now they are 20 because
and you got a rookie head coach now too.
Not just that. Think about how was you at 24? Look at how we are now at 30 plus.
I'm 29, but fair point.
Yeah. So fair point. The mindset I was at 24
completely different.
And later, that and not just that, these guys have the money, the resources to go. Jalen Brown was just seen all season working out with T-Mac. Does that tell you that he has another level that he can hit?
Absolutely.
And he's 6'6", 7".
Okay.
Brown 6'9". Okay. The reason why we look at them different than Dame and CJ,
they got Tatum. They got Tatum here 6'8".
At the end of the day, they're better defenders.
Right.
If Dame and CJ was better defenders, look at them totally different.
Hurt facts.
Too. Yeah, definitely hurt.
That's facts.
CJ was a decent defender 2 years
ago. So he got hurt.
And also, the coach didn't know they want to play them together, bring them off the bench. They didn't know what they wanted.
Terry Stotts didn't know what he
was doing. So it's like, that's, you have that on top of it. Yeah. You didn't have a system of culture because Dame and CJ said we should have been playing.
Ime is playing Brad Stevens' system, but they respect his voice more, and it shows.
Oh, absolutely.
Because his first year, you go all the way to the finals. You don't, that well, is not, a former player that too. Is not. Right, so
I'm Udoka.
Yeah. So, player-minded coach, and then also too, you're running a system that Brad Stevens put in place. They just got tired of hearing his voice, so he went into the back office.
He couldn't
got a coach that they respect. Okay, he's one of us. Run the same system and look at how far I got you the first year. That is not coincidence. And they managed to get. Hold on, wait! They got their old players back. How do you run the? You ran it back. You lost Tyson in postseason. That's because he was worth the money. But besides that, you read it.
He's been. I'm just saying, he is.
And they got Gallinari out of Atlanta. Dude.
Run it up.
Sniper.
You can't run it no
more. You still got Al Horford. Oh, I didn't say that.
That's why. Williams.
Williams.
And Williams.
And Williams again. The Williams and Williams connection is still. Hey,
he's up
and coming, bro. Give him a couple.
He's still a baby. We're talking about baby.
I see a couple years.
You got Peyton Pritchard. You got Peyton Pritchard.
Not what you're done. We're talking about 21 years.
Kids grew up 21. 4 or 5 years.
I'm going to bring them.
Who?
No, I'm talking about Taylor Brown.
No.
2 years or three or whatever. So,
yeah.
Bro,
Peyton Pritchard going
to
be nice.
Why not ride it out? But back to our point, I was saying about Jalen Brown being no one option there. He wouldn't be on the Lakers.
How do you feel about Michael Brogdon?
He wouldn't be on the Clippers.
He could be on the Lakers. Next year, he could be on the Lakers.
See, stop. You talking about next year. We talking about right now. When we got the money.
Lakers
fan.
So I
do have a question for you. Malcolm Brogdon, how does he fit on this?
That's the only thing I'm
working. We all are.
You got to jail with the guy who feels he deserves a start in your tenure. Not a better overall player.
Yep.
Well, so according to Brad Stevens, he don't want Marcus Smart to start. But
I don't give a crap about that. Exactly. What does the coach?
I would still start Marcus Smart and Brian.
I would. But how does Brogdon feel about that?
I don't give a damn how Brogdon feel about it.
He's a better player. Or
a better shooter.
He's at least a better playmaker.
Yeah.
Because the passes, that's
smart. So we got the best defensive player of the year had a career year in offense.
He had a career year.
Marcus Smart had a career year in offense and was the defensive player of the year.
But his passing was abysmal in the finals. Turnover. He had more turnovers than Russell. He had a turnover machine.
I'll give you that.
Tatum had like 4-5, average 4-5 turnovers a game. That's abysmal for him. By his standards.
He didn't have more than
Tatum. He probably had the second most turnover team, though. Real talk.
Okay, I give you
so that. It's clear that Marcus Smart is a defensive first point guard. We knew this already.
He does score. He had an offensive.
But it's not always going to blow up the offense. That's the problem. Brogdon had the same issue with the Pacers. He would score 20 or more outside of the flow of the game.
This is 13.
Yeah, in like 4 years.
Yeah,
that don't hurt him. It kind of does. It don't, because the only reason why he left Milwaukee was because they didn't want to pay him.
I made the argument on the podcast and somewhere in the archives that when they let Brogdon walk and got Jrue Holiday, that was the championship.
Yeah.
Brogdon would have cost them the championship. They wouldn't have won it with Brogdon.
Yeah, because Jrue Holiday
never.
Yeah, you guess
numbers.
We can prove it right now. So who's
Brogdon and Marcus Smart numbers?
Yeah, they basically the same money. Roughly. Let's look at stats. No. Let's pull up Brogdon's stats. Let's just do it. Let's do it right.
I don't care.
Let's bash your stats.
I want to see what he do.
No,
he got hurt. But he 19-1. That's what Marcus Smart.
19 points.
20 points.
Damn.
I mean, he only played half a season, I think.
25.
He was hurt.
He had played how many?
He played 36 games. So he got hurt. So
he averaged 20.
Before Halliburton got here.
Trying to find that place that defines your look? Check out Jay's Classic Cuts. Need a taper fade, more drip for your waves, or maybe a crispy lineup for your dreads and braids? One cut from John the Barber, how you feeling like the Godfather? Book your look with Jay today on the Cut app. Jay's Classic Cuts, located 1387 Shaylin Avenue, Suite E. It's Ty Slider with GTA Sports. Hello everyone, this is Ty Slider from GTA Sports. It's 2022, time for something new. New age elements, stay true and be authentically you. Usher in the new ways your way. Wear your story with pride. Vintage and modern vibes with the creators in mind. Special collections coming soon, so stay tuned. NAElements.net, invest in your best. You are now tuned in to Heat Check with Ty Slider and Antonio Turner, right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network, and check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.
So,
54%.
Let me go back to Brogdon.
So it's more about, does he fit in the rotation? Does Brown and Tatum, and because let's make this very clear. Yeah. Actually, they actually go play more together with that lineup than separate. It's probably gonna be a Brogdon, Smart, Brown, Tatum, and Williams lineup more than people.
So they're gonna play a small ball.
Closing lineup might be them.
A small ball.
And Williams will float in and out of that lineup, probably Rob Williams still, as he's fast, for pace of play.
Yeah, pace of play.
I can see that
in my game.
So that's what I'm saying. It's more about, I can care less who start, because that could be, it's like a Ginobili Parker thing.
Okay. I feel like this. Malcolm Brogdon plays to where he's supposed to play, like his position, because you at best you
third option.
Yeah.
Okay.
To score. At best, you can third option to score.
Technically, off the numbers, he is.
At best.
Okay.
I mean, technically, he is.
Okay.
No, I'm going to say he's not, just because I got respect Smart.
No, I said that.
and what they did last year. It depends. It's all about them gelling.
And they are, them three are in jail.
They jail because Marcus takes less shots.
Marcus
Smart only supposed to.
They've been playing together.
He'll take more shots if they're not effective.
Facts. A la Andrew Wiggins. Because that's what he did in the finals. Exactly. Everybody else is Brick City. He only hit 20 points first quarter. That's he's like, somebody got to hit some shots.
Exactly.
Or we're going to shoot ourselves out of the finals. Like, you know, so it kept Celtics within the series.
It's fun to me.
Very, very. Now, while we're on the Celtics conversation, where do we got them landing this season? I know you said 5 years, and you said they got to hit a certain part of the postseason to not break up. Where do you see them landing with this roster this season, 22-23? Where are the Celtics playing? Eastern Conference Finals, semis, what we got? And if so, do they win it? Not just get there, do they win it?
Most likely, if I'm going off of
what you just saw.
What I just saw.
This past season.
And the additions.
And the add, and they brought in Gallinari and Brogdon.
Very least, I would say.
Okay. So that means that's their bar. They have to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Anything less than that, you're asking the team to break up.
Nope.
No, not you. I'm saying the rumor, the buzz.
Well, you starting with Marcus Smart.
Basically, because he's the weakest link.
I wouldn't say that.
Out of the scoring, he's the weakest link.
But not just scoring. I mean, unfortunately,
because like I brought it,
but not just that.
Too.
It's just certain players on the right team can get you there, it's not just get you there; they can make you hit that next level. So Smart has, I think, at this time in his career, may have reached his peak with the Celtics.
Okay,
but you can move Smart.
Put him on Philly.
No, I would say Philly. I would lean more
or Miami.
I would lean more towards stay with me.
For what?
I would lean more towards Denver. What he does for them.
Because one thing that they missing on their perimeter, lockdown.
What you giving? What you giving up, Marcus Smart?
I mean, honestly, everybody's hurts. Never mind. But I was saying,
he defensive player of the year, so yeah, the asking price is gonna be a little steep.
He will, but it won't be this year though. It'll be next year. They're gonna ride a team out this year. Why would I trade him this year and I got all these players? Write it out.
Even though he don't know his prior contract payment.
Who is
Brogdon?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure he is.
Another year or two.
Pretty sure he is.
I'm pretty sure he is.
Too. 2 years. This year and next. 2-3.
Nah, it don't has a dash next to it. He's on. They gave him a 4-year, $85 million deal.
Oh yeah,
he locked
did
in.
They?
He locked in.
I didn't know he had the money. Really.
So they're gonna write it out.
His money guaranteed to all of it, $85 million guaranteed.
And so they're gonna write it out.
Yeah, he different in 4 years.
But could I think Smart go to Denver? Makes them good.
Smart got 2 years left. Or no. I'm sorry.
Three.
He's on a 4-year deal.
Four. Yeah, he just
it expires 2026.
He just signed last year.
Four. Yeah, so he's locked in.
Good.
Yeah.
I think Smart goes to.
I didn't know he re up with the. So I didn't know Suggs had money to pay.
Apparently they did.
Send him to Brooklyn.
Send who to Brooklyn? Don't do that.
Send who? Marcus Smart?
Yeah. Don't do that. Don't. That is a dumpster fire. Don't do that. Don't do that.
He wouldn't get along with Kyrie.
He would get along with Ben Simmons.
None of them. He'd be fighting. They'd be fighting every day.
What you saying?
Ben Simmons?
I'm bringing him up right now. He ain't fucking.
Exactly.
We don't bring him up.
Him and Smart. And
that's why.
That's why I said he's not going to Brooklyn.
I'm just messing around. I think Smart on the right.
Plus team, all the he can, because I think designated rookie contract. Mark Smart can't go to Brooklyn because Ben Simmons is there. I think he's on that list. So I guess if you're on a designated rookie extension contract or whatever, and
you can't trade,
you can't
be on somebody else is on there with him.
Yeah, it's something stupid like that. You only have one player that's been traded with a designated rookie contract on the roster. Yeah. So Marcus Smart and Ben Simmons can never be on the same team. Something crazy, bro.
But we'll see. I don't know. My biggest worry is with the Celtics, even though they add Brogdon, do him and Smart gel together?
Knowing that they're the same age, playing the same position, got the same years of experience, roughly, no. I don't see them gelling.
Yeah.
I don't.
That's what I said.
I could be wrong. Marcus might take a step back and let Malcolm give feel. Or, you know, he might take that step back. Right. So, but will he, like,
be
cool with that? I don't know. I don't think it does.
If you take a step back,
I think the team, and this is why I said the Celtics won't be number one or number two in the East.
They ain't got to be.
I say third.
They ain't got to be.
Because they're going to take a step back to get
air. What were they this year for?
They were number one.
Three? Two.
Okay.
They were going back
to the last game when Bucks lost and Philly
won.
Philly won too, but Philly was already a game behind.
So yeah, so they.
Philly couldn't. In front of them,
they're gonna take a step back this year.
Well, I'm gonna just call it out what I see. Bucks are going to the finals.
See, I don't like that because you're.
I told you, Chris Middleton had wrist surgery.
How long is that?
They say he'll be ready by training.
2 to 3 weeks. 2 to 3 months.
That's not guaranteed.
And he come off.
He's on a contract. He came off of MCL.
Yeah, he tore his MCL. On top of that,
he ain't got no ACL.
Yeah,
his ACL is gone. So, mobility is going to be a problem. Wrist is probably his shooting hand. That's going to be a problem. His numbers have been dwindling since he signed that big contract. Chris Middleton's gone by trade deadline. If I'm a ghost, I'm letting him go.
No, I know why he's saying
it. I know. Giannis, that's his boy. I get it. It does not work that way all the time. Dude. Not all the time.
Hey, if Bucks want to keep Giannis happy, they're going to keep him.
And it's going to cost him a change.
Is it?
Yeah,
is
how much you want?
I mean, I don't think that.
Now,
personally, I don't think that.
The caveat is him taking a team-friendly deal, a la James Harden, saying I'll take a discount to stay.
He would have to.
He ain't gonna have a choice because his value is dwindling by the week. He's not worth what he's eligible.
Well, there's somebody that would pay him what he's worth.
No, I'm saying with the Bucks, like if he wants to stay with
the Bucks,
he got to take a discount.
I think we're missing the fact how well. These two play together.
I didn't say they
did. I didn't say they did.
Because Middleton couldn't really play that great in the finals towards the end. Mm-hmm. But
Giannis
I watched the end. Him and Giannis together because Middleton had like almost 10 assists that game, like 10 rebounds.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to dwindle Chris Middleton's impact on that team.
No. When he got his deal, the one he's expiring on now. He was shooting nearly 40% from three. He was at like 38, 39% from three.
he has dropped to 33 in those last 2 years. And it's not improving, it's going down. So he peaked and got his deal, and it's going down. Well,
it peaked because, but also we got to look at, unfortunately, like I tell people this all the time, as much as I love everybody to be the star player, when defenses start chiming in because you a champion, it intensifies. So it's going to drop now.
Postseason, the game slows down as well.
So it's going to go down. So the only thing I would be worried about is the injury, but I'm not worried about Chris because Chris is not athletic.
We know that.
So he's not.
It's not based on athleticism. It's skill set.
So his ability that I really don't need the ball to be effective.
Like, no, his off ball. So his off ball play.
Klay Thompson.
I got to see him.
He is a Walmart Klay Thompson. I will give.
I'm not saying he's Klay. Nowhere near Klay.
No, I'm saying as far as his shooting ability.
Off the ball ability.
And catch and shoot.
And even with the ball, you can debate playmaking, he's better. Chris is, because Clay's more. If he get the ball, he's going to score. He's not really trying to create.
Well, yeah, because if Chris
Lucky, it's a different system too.
Different system.
They gonna need him at his best, and I don't know if they are gonna get his best early in the season.
Why do you? Let's ask Kenny the real question. Why do you have the Bucks in the finals?
Because
next year,
matchup wise, one.
So you got them. Going against Miami, going through Miami, Boston, and Philly. Those are the teams that I feel like they're going to go up against in the postseason.
Because all three teams have a problem stopping Giannis, and when they surround him with great shooting.
I like the Joel and Giannis matchup, though. That's a dog fight.
But Giannis, I think, comes out on top.
Depends. He has off nights.
Yeah.
You got to hope he has off night.
Let's talk about it, because Joel had off nights that led to Kawhi's championship.
Oh, man. That bounce.
Yeah.
Hit it up. My whole thing is, as Kawhi was six eight, we'll give him six eight.
He shot that over Joel, who was a 7 foot.
Well, he was fading away.
He rainbowed it off one leg. Then watched it bounce both times.
God bless him.
Headshot. He took his whole career.
Come do it again. That boy Jamal Murray cooked him. Jamal Murray. But maybe just because. And I'm not the biggest Bucks fan. Y'all know how
I feel. I get it.
He is.
But why do you have the Bucks going back to the – I'm not mad at it. I just have a hard time.
One, I would give Giannis this. He's one of the hardest working players I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's effective.
You don't think they need anything, though? They might –
No, because why would you tweak it and
– I made a video on this today. That's why I think it's so funny.
Injuries? For none of the guy hurt, right?
Well, I'm saying I don't know how healthy he's gonna be when they first start.
So, I ain't worried about again. I'm not worried about the beginning.
Okay.
Where you at the end?
I'm looking.
It's not how you start, how you finish.
I'm going to the roster right now.
We have Giannis, Chris, Drew, Brooke Lopez, Bobby Portis.
That's your starting lineup.
Pat Connaughton, Grayson Allen. The rookie they just drafted, Marjon Beauchamp, George Hill. Joe Ingles, who is coming out of ACL.
He don't need to move. He's a shooter.
He's not going to be healthy. He definitely going to be healthy until like January.
He'll be ready to like All-Star break.
Yeah, exactly.
Wesley Matthews. Tenacious.
Is Wesley Matthews a good fit?
Still, man, two-way player. Come on,
Rajon Tucker.
Yeah.
Luka Vildoza.
All those guys we just named ain't going to play.
Yeah.
Right.
Your nine-man rotation is going to be hard to beat. Bobby Portis, Brooke Lopez, Giannis, Chris Drew. Pat Connaughton, Grayson Allen.
I gotta stop you. I gotta stop you there because Brooke and Bobby, they don't play at the same time.
They don't have to. That's what I'm saying. They have nine man rotation.
Bobby's center.
Nine man rotation.
Right.
So they might have to.
I'm just naming people.
No, go ahead.
I guess you put Grayson Allen. Who's after Grayson? You name that was on the list.
The rookie Marjon.
No, George Hill. He's going to play, and the guy George Hill.
Joe Ingles.
Whenever he gets back. That's your nine man rotation.
George Hill going to play.
He's gonna play.
Win though.
Don't matter.
He's a ninth man.
He's technically Pat Connaughton is combo guard, so is George.
They play what's the name more than they play George Hill. No, they play Carter more.
Oh, Javon Carter. I forgot about Javon Carter. They resigned Javon Carter.
That's another one.
George Hill's really a coach.
But then, it just makes me, since Giannis got to the finals, and I hate to say because we don't know where Brooklyn's going to be. So this is all if KD and Kyrie don't stay in the East. This is
I rescind all my Brooklyn.
So if they don't stay together, because I think
I'm about to hit this all season.
So, yes, you are.
All season.
So it's gonna be
They did resign Serge Ibaka too.
Serge Ibaka. That's anyways.
In the beginning, no bad.
So consistency with the roster, that's one system. And just again, they're not
it's almost championship for most of them too. Because what's name could be the head coach too.
Bud, who knows it? Yeah, he
could be about that time.
It is hard for me to say that when I look at these teams and how they're constructed, outside of Boston and Philly, who are probably the deepest teams that we just named,
he just disrespects your
Heat. I watched him. I literally looked at him like, oh, he's not going to say it? Oh, he's not
Is Kyle Lowry going to be championship Lowry or is it going to be Lowry that we saw?
Well, see, he had hamstring issues. Exactly. So he had to lose weight. He had to cut. He got a Chris Paul situation.
So the Kyle Lowry thing, okay.
He got to cut weight. You know, he cut weight. He'll be all right.
Yeah, I got to wait to see if Oladipo.
He good. Oladipo did good. Oladipo was good. Don't do that. Don't do that. He had a comeback season. Don't do that. Don't do that.
I don't care y'all brought him back. I didn't bring back PJ.
See, the thing with that is, see, he was worth more than what they had.
No, I don't give a shit.
They got 33 million.
Damn. What?
They had 33 million.
We had 33 million.
Guaranteed, too.
They was guaranteed. They guaranteed every dollar. Every dollar. But it doesn't cost Miami long. It doesn't cost Miami long.
You know why it's their fault? Y'all signed Duncan Robinson and don't play him.
Thank you. He's right. When they signed him 3 years, 90 million, and then didn't play him, I said, what?
No defense and a slow like, 3-point release.
Bro.
So we have to look at like.
That was a critical mistake by Pat Riley. He don't make mistakes very often. That one hurt.
Pat Riley made that call.
So
Riley definitely made that call. I would move Duncan. And that's why all the trades, Duncan's like the first or second name mentioned. Okay. Hero and Duncan. Y'all both go. Because they're the reason why PJ didn't get his
money. Yeah, I see why.
I want to keep it. I'm saying every team. Gonna say every team that says,
Hero got to go. Well, because if you're throwing Duncan in, you got
to go. But unfortunately, with them, when you talk about the Heat, outside of Ben, the only other young talent on the team is Hero. Unfortunately.
And Max Shrews, but he was under contract.
Oh, and I like my boy Martins on that team.
Yeah, Cody Martin. He's nice though.
They both were cold. Yeah, you ever watched the Hornets?
Yeah.
You got Gabe Vincent too.
Gabe Vincent. I forgot about
him. Yeah.
Let me pull up their roster.
See, he got a deep roster.
He's deep though. You the one that left him off the list though. You left him off the list.
Man, I forgot about
disrespectful at that though.
So unfortunately, we got to ask. Now we sit back down. When we talk about as deep as they are, playoff Jimmy gonna be there.
They
drafted Nikola Jovic. They compare him to Jovic. They got Dwayne Dedman in the center still. They re-signed him.
Smart pickup.
Very smart. Very smart. He's underrated. Criminally underrated. Hopefully Kyle Lowry will be healthy next season. He got to cut weight though.
Oladipo's
back. Did his thing.
Kyle Lowry, what's his spot?
To who? I'm not ready to make that call.
No.
Hero. The only reason you won't lose the Hero is because Hero plays the two.
It don't matter.
Kyle plays point.
What's one thing that every team, a veteran point guard that knows how to get the people to rock? Because one thing you say about Kyle.
Can we get Mike Conley out of Utah?
Can we free Mike Conley?
Because he's in the middle of a war right now.
You know, we got free Diamond.
Please bring Mike Conley. We can get Mike Conley to Miami. I like that look.
Over Kyle, dude?
It depends
for
on
fit. For fit.
Hamstring. Mike Conley might fit better.
Y'all say hamstring because Conley been hurt recently.
It wasn't hamstring.
Still, injury from that.
He's 3 years younger than me. Kyle.
Hold on.
Kyle Lowry is 36. Mike Conley ain't no 36.
Kyle Lowry is 36. Are you sure?
That's what it says right there.
He's 36. He's been at least 16 years.
Well, you got to think.
31.
Let me pull up Conley. Hold on. Let's pull it. Let's confirm it.
Mike Conley graduated in 05.
Let's confirm it. 1-2. Let's confirm it.
34. He's younger by 2 years.
He is 3 years older. He came out in 06. There we go.
He played one less season than Lowry. Lowry got drafted a year after Conley.
He's played 15 years. That's
but that's not the thing. Kyle Lowry played like 4 years of college.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but yeah, Lowry, it says 16 years. So I'm saying Conley's played one less year in the league than Lowry.
Yeah.
So
that's why he was in that 06 draft class. Lowry.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then
Conley was in 07.
Yep.
Yeah.
Number 4.
With Greg Oden.
Yep. Yeah, we ain't gonna talk about that.
We can. Greg, you would have been great without Andrews. Rock for the city. I'm gonna talk about you because you was that cold. You were just Andrews.
I think it's time to wrap this up.
I think it's time to wrap this up.
Greg Oden wasn't cold.
I ain't say that. I think it's time to wrap this
up. What's wrong? Say it.
We talking about Miami. We not talking about Greg Oden. So you're telling me that James Harden took a $15 million pay cut for nothing?
No, not for no reason.
He not going to the finals?
I mean, just saying. But how long they got with Harden?
2 years with player options.
He said at best 2 years.
I said 2 years at best.
So I say this is bust because I don't think Embiid's going. I love Embiid. We talking about three straight years of MVP.
It's just hard for me when
it's
I look.
For me to see it.
It's more about I look at when I start. That's why I say when I start breaking down my tears. When you talk about your KD, you talk about your LeBron, you talk about your Giannis, you talk about Steph.
2014. So
you're talking about these guys who have a level that when they hit it,
30 and 12.
But if Harden and these guys step up, we won't have to get like Shaq and Miami. So that's not necessary needed.
All right.
Maxie got to step up.
So.
As well. Play back.
Well, indeed.
But Maxie did step up. He just got to be better than he was this year.
Looking at his
overall stats.
His stats.
Here we go. Trying to pull it. Oh, here we go. So 30.6 points, 4.2 assists. 11.7 rebounds.
This past year?
Yes, it's this season. Played 68 games. So he's over 60 games. This was his most healthiest season probably in
this past season and the year before.
Or like his healthiest season. Even with injuries, he still played through them. 49% from the field, 50%. 49.9. 37 from three. As a center, that's great.
How many shots are taken?
From threes, attempt? 3.7.
Okay, that's about right. So he had 3 out of 4. I mean, how much was the percentage?
37.1.
So out of 4, he was getting about 1.2 out of 4. So about right. He's only taking 4. He's not taking the last.
He's supposed to.
That's what I'm saying. So he's
But his field growth, he's taking attempts. He's taking 19 shots and making basically 10.
He's 50%. So he's hitting
20 shots. That's all right. Playing 33 minutes per game out of 48. That's good. Take 15-minute breaks. So you take 2 to 5-minute breaks per quarter, roughly?
Yeah.
Between 2 to 5 minutes?
Okay. Somebody 7-2, 2-6.
You got Bassey backing him up. So he got backup. Got a backup center. He got Naz Reid.
We've been doing this the last 3 years.
Yeah. But I said it's a 2-year window. He got 2 years left. With James Harden's contract, because their contracts match. Both of them will be free agents, unrestricted free agents at the same time. So this championship will bust the next 2 years for them. Based on him saying that the finals are going to be the Bucks and Lakers, because that's what he just said. That's what he's rocking with. LeBron hasn't signed an extension yet. So this is technically his contract year. Technically, it's a prove it year for the Lakers. So I don't like the fact that James Harden basically sacrificed $15 million, and you just said the Bucks are going to the finals and not the Sixers. And I like the Bucks, so I'm not mad at what you said. I'm disappointed because Philly
because Philly, I know.
It's me talking on an unbiased standpoint.
I know.
That's why.
That's why I'm saying, I'm like, I like the Bucks, but I wanted the Sixers to win for the sake. I want James Harden to get a ring so they can shut up, because that's the one thing he don't have. And it will really help me with my KD stance if James Harden gets a ring before KD gets another ring outside of Golden State. Because if I don't count Golden State, even though they count, they count. He got two rings. I won't go there with you. I know how you feel about that. I'm not gonna put no asterisk next to it.
They count
as much as I want to, just because I'm not a KD fan. I made that abundantly clear. I would love to see Russell and James within the next two seasons get a win. So if that means the Lakers win this year coming up, hypothetically, Russell, if he's still on the team, or if he plays X amount of games, he'll get one regardless. Because if he plays a certain amount of games, you still get one. So if he's there by trade deadline and they win, and he gets traded, he'll still get one, which works for me. Melo, too, because Melo don't got one either. He needs one, too. So if they re-sign Melo, which you said they should, and they hopefully will, they get a ring this year. Somehow, some way, Philly finds a way to get over the hump against the Bucks and wins or either Celtics. This year or the Celtics, whichever one, or Heat. Those four. Minus the Nets. If the Nets implode as we expect them to.
Nets could win.
Don't you say it. I will cut this camera off. You're not about to say the Nets win the championship.
No.
Okay.
But they can be in the fight to get there.
How far are they going?
Semis.
So after first round.
Yeah.
Second round.
Could get there. We're not going to sleep on KD. That's why I keep trying to tell people. He's still there.
Kenny.
It's Kevin Durant.
Kenny.
I'm done.
I rescind my Brooklyn Nets.
You can.
Yes, I can.
And y'all know me. If y'all know me, I'm not going to just all because people hate them, don't like them, don't respect them.
He's not a leader.
KD and them boys have been dog walking people, just ain't had enough. Whether it was KD, because KD's been.
Do they have enough this season with them two?
Well, Kyrie missed half the season.
Didn't he get hurt in that playoff series?
Do they have enough besides KD and Kyrie?
Kyrie got hurt.
Do they have
and Harden.
Between KD and Kyrie, do they have enough in Brooklyn
to
continue?
Nope.
Seth Curry's there.
Ben Simmons.
Joe Harris.
Ben Simmons.
It's been playing though.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. No name somebody that's not gonna play.
They try to trade Joe Harris. You know Joe Harris is the trade talk to go to the Lakers, so they don't want to
Patty.
Patty
Mills.
LaMarcus is a free agent, so he's not there no more.
They brought back Nick Claxton.
Name Blake, Blake
is
Griffin.
Still available.
I don't think I'm the main for Blake.
Claxton.
They brought back Claxton.
Will they be
That's about 6-7 seed.
Yeah.
If I'm not getting All Star KD and All Star Kyrie,
you will.
It's about six every game.
No matter what. I think
they're not averaging 30 and 20.
Let's just talk about the situation. Is it really that they want out, or are they trying to force Brooklyn's handle other situations?
Like what?
Could they want to see Nash out? Could that be part of the reason why they're saying
according to KD, no.
But part this guy. And a lot of reason why is that we know that there was something about them not offering Kyrie an extension, and KD wants them to get paid. That's one of the reasons. So could Kyrie be coming back and then working with them technically quietly behind the scenes, because we all know behind the scenes, we don't know what's going on. Could this all have been smoke?
They not giving Kyrie a long-term extension.
Mm-hmm.
Then he would have to break out this year for me to shut up.
And play 60 games or better.
Yeah, and average 27.
I don't worry about the game. The game.
No, I'm saying some of the contracts stipulation for him is playing X amount of games availability.
All the other people complained about him not playing. It wasn't because he couldn't play.
This year it was that situation.
Even overall.
But beforehand, he has a history of not playing. The last time he played close to 80 games was 72 games, I think, with Cleveland.
Was it last year before he went to Boston?
But Boston was hurt.
Boston was hurt. He got hurt in the play. And then Brooklyn, he took some breaks where he just disappeared for a couple weeks. You know what I'm saying?
First year, KD was hurt. He's like, I'm not playing. Instead of saying
he needed a mental break like the Rose and the Kevin Love, and he just did his route. That's the only difference.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't tell nobody. He just disappeared for a week.
Robin moment. That's cool.
Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah, but you want me to pay you how much?
They paid Robin.
They did.
And Robin got what?
Kyrie got what?
Robin got more than one.
Well, yeah, Mike and Penny.
I mean, yeah, Mike.
I give you that.
I understand.
And he only played.
I'm not giving you.
He only played two full years for LeBron.
I'm not giving 200
million. He only played 2 years for LeBron.
I'm not giving you 200 million if I don't know if I'm sure.
I can't say. And again, it's a bias of the media saying he don't want to show up for work because they've been killing him, especially when it came to COVID. But you got guys on here when they get on media and kill him, and not kill Aaron Rodgers for lying about taking the vaccine.
So that's the only time I ever agree with Kyrie.
The fact this conversation has dipped into the NFL twice in the midst of the hour or 2 hours we've been on, it's time for me to cut the camera. We're not talking about NFL right
now. I'm talking about social
media. We will be.
We still got a few weeks left. So I don't know if I am, man. We got
Instagram, Tone underscore fresh away.
Instagram at Kenny PK11.
You can follow me at Tom Slater. This has been an episode of GTA Heat Check, brought to you by GTA Sports Network. Follow us on all social media platforms. Subscribe to the channel GTA Sports. And don't forget GTASportsNetwork.com for all things world sports. Tom Slater here with Turner, Kenny Squires. Until next time, peace out.
Thank you for tuning in to Heat Check with Tom Slater and Antonio Turner. Follow GTA Sports Network on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network. You can follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter, Instagram, and check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.